What would you use to break up the ground with?
Plow.
Are there different kinds of plows?
Yes, it's you're talking about a kind that's pulled with a horse now, or just any kind. They have bottom plows. Now, of course, we use tractor and use bottom plows or turning plows, referred to in harrows.
Mm-hmm. Are there different kinds of harrows?
Yes, there's different kinds. There's single sets, you know, and double ones mostly, I think, are double. And of course, they can be adjusted to turn the ground however you want it, mm-hmm. you know.
You're talking about mainly about things that hitch to a tractor?
Tractor. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They didn't use them. A horse couldn't have pulled them,
mm-hmm.
you know that. They just used a little turning plow or Dixie or something like that, I think, is what they used to with a horse.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear something called a Little Joe hair?
I don't know what that is.
You've never heard that?
Mm-mm, never heard of it.
Someone mentioned that to me just while I was asking them.
What was it?
I'm not sure. Just heard it.
I don't know what they were talking about then.
I don't know. I guess they, you know, have a lot of different names for, you know, just different types of hairs, and I don't know how many different.
Maybe it was something they could pull. You know, a horse could pull. Mm-hmm. It sounds like it must have been small.
I think it was something that a horse could pull, but I.
Must have been a real small thing. Because I couldn't pull much,
mm-hmm.
you know, in that like that.
Say if you were gonna chop a log, what you might have a frame that you could lay a log across, and to chop it or to saw it.
Would I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what you would call it. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about a cross sort of like this, and lay the log up in it. I don't know what thing you'd refer to it as, but I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. What about something that, say, an A-shaped frame that, you know, it'd have a board going across the top, and of course you'd have to have two of them. Do you know what I mean?
Like a sawhorse?
Uh-huh. What's that?
And I don't think of a sawhorse as anything to put that logs or anything to saw on. I think of a sawhorse as something a carpenter uses.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe they call that a sawhorse too, I'm not sure. Saw logs on.
The sawhorse is, you're talking about something that you need two of
to lay lumber or something on, you know, sawing that a carpenter would use.
Mm-hmm. And you say you'd straighten your hair with a comb and a
brush.
And if you were going to use that, you'd say you're going to
comb your hair.
Or
brush.
Okay. And you'd sharpen a straight razor on the leather.
I think they referred to them as a leather strop.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with that either. I don't know.
But
I heard of a leather strop, and I guess that was it.
And something that you'd put in a pistol, you'd call that a
cartridge.
And something that children used to play on, you'd take a board and lay it across a trestle and
Jump board.
What's a
seesaw?
Huh?
Seesaw
mm-hmm.
or jump board.
And say if you saw some children playing on the seesaw, you'd say they were
seesaw.
Okay. Any other names for it besides seesaw? Old fashioned names?
I don't know of anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's this jump board like?
That's where you took a good stout board and put it across something. Oh, not very high, say, piece of wood or mostly something round like a piece of a log.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be 6 or 8 inches high, and
mm-hmm.
one get on each end and it jumped. It would spring you up in the air.
Mm-hmm.